Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Tuesday. A little cloudy out there today. All in all, temperatures aren't so bad. Austin's going to review those for us in just a few minutes. Other than that, very interesting day. Coming up this hour, got an interesting lady. We'll be talking to Shelley Johnson from Islands Time newspaper over there on the island. Kids and Critters event coming up this weekend and on the island, and we'll talk about that, how you can get involved and kind of what to expect. 5:12 today, Ed Spears will drop in. Of course, city manager at the city of Milton. And we'll be talking about the process they've been going through in terms of finding a new police chief for Milton. They had the finalist in place. Everything was all set to go. Mother Nature steps in and brings the snow last Tuesday. So,
shucks.
A little bit kind of putting things off a little bit for you, but we're going to bring you up to speed in terms of what the efforts are and what's happening in the city of Milton this afternoon. And Hillary Barsky, she's in this afternoon with the market numbers.
The major averages bouncing back following Monday's AI-inspired tech wreck after Chinese startup DeepSeek launched artificial intelligence models it said were on par or better than industry-leading rivals in the U.S. at a fraction of the cost. NVIDIA shares popping nearly 9%, the top gainer in the NASDAQ after Monday's DeepSeek-fueled 17% crash, which wiped out nearly $600 billion off of its market value. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower. Tech was the best performer. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Honeywell, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 137 points, the NASDAQ up 392, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And one of our top stories here nationally, the federal aid freeze ordered by President Trump is facing legal action from Democratic state attorneys general. A lawsuit is being filed by Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays and others over the order. Mays said that Trump's action would put school lunches and other critical assistance at risk. Yeah, this is something that did not take long at all to just not only dominate the headlines on a national scale, but also to see this legal action come to fruition.
Okay, we'll be watching that for you. Polls remaining open until 7 o'clock tonight in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties for a special primary election. 10 Republican candidates on the ballot to fill the vacant District 1 seat formerly held by Matt Gaetz. The winner of today's primary will also face Democrat Gay Valamont for the seat in a special general election, and that will happen on April the 1st. So make sure you go to the polls, and like I said, they'll be open until 7 o'clock this afternoon.
All righty. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she's committed to giving her all to ensure Americans remain safe. Speaking in front of Homeland Security staffers for the first time, she said it's her responsibility to make sure the department has what it needs to do its job correctly. The former South Dakota governor added that they will always keep the American people first. She was confirmed by the Senate over the weekend.
All righty. Let's just put this on a to-do list, especially if you want to really get involved in the process right now going on with the bobsites Fishing Pier South Rehabilitation Project. This is a big deal out there on the island, especially if you use that pier. Tomorrow, Escambia County is hosting a public meeting for the Sykes project at the Santa Rosa Island Authority on Pensacola Beach. The public meeting will be held immediately after the regular scheduled SRIA board meeting. That gets underway at 5. Staff will share the preliminary concept of the project, outline the next steps, and share the proposed timeline about the project. And as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, Shelley Johnson, editor of the Island Times newspaper, she's on top of what's happening on the island. Maybe I'll throw that at her this afternoon, get her feelings and her really outlook on what this program means for the island, and especially for the fishing pier. So Shelley's up today, 4:45 on News Radio 92.3.
And what's up right now is it's about 4:15, so we'll get you your traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. You can find them on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We just have some of our congestion in our usual spots. Worst looking places right now are probably going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and also Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And last but not least, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. field. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 57 degrees right now, low of 47 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 68 and a low of 55. So we're going to see a serious uptick in that temperature.
All right, 416 News Radio 92.3. Bond's been revoked for Joshua Totty. Now, he's a 14-time convicted felon waiting trial on a 2023 arrest for multiple drug charges. Totty is a convicted felon with 21 total felony charges, 14 total felony convictions. Not good numbers here. According to recent court documents, he failed to follow GPS monitoring conditions despite multiple warnings. Judge John Miller ordered that Totty be held without bond.
My goodness.
I swear, he's quite a record there.
And we learned a few weeks ago that Escambia County Sheriff's Office vehicles are slowly switching over to being solid white instead of the current green and white two-tone scheme. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that they've now acquired several with the new look, and apparently it's in high demand with his deputies. He said his deputies really like the look of the new vehicles with their updated graphics. And he said that the deputies typically get around 30 to 50 new patrol vehicles per year, and they made this switch so they'd be cheaper to acquire.
Okay, let me look over here at the board. Pensacola International, looking pretty nice this afternoon. No mention of delays or cancellations. So if you have to pick somebody up out there or you're heading out to the airport, everything looks pretty nice. Alrighty. At the airport.
And a special session continued in Tallahassee today with lawmakers at odds with Governor Ron DeSantis. He was on Good Morning Orlando this morning, and he says he's spoken with President Trump about what's going on with the legislature and immigration, and says agriculture control being put over immigration is like having the fox guarding the hen house. It's an interesting perspective.
It really is, isn't it? President Trump's new Homeland Security Secretary took part in an immigration raid in NYC today. Tanya J. Powers has more on it.
As part of the Republican-led House Oversight Committee's immigration investigation, Committee Chair James Comer wants the Democratic mayors of New York City, Boston, Chicago, and Denver to testify. All four of those so-called sanctuary cities have ordinances, codes, or laws on the books that protect people who live in those cities from deportation. Comer has called on the mayors to appear before the committee to answer questions on February 11th. His letter to the mayor said 12 states and hundreds of cities and counties across the country have sanctuary policies, but that the four cities singled out, quote, stand out in their failure to comply with federal law. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You know, Chris, earlier you were talking about PNS, as you often do, keeping us updated on that. Well, that got me thinking about the TSA, so I wanted to give you some good news regarding them. They say that they intercepted 817 guns at airport security checkpoints in Florida last year, and you may think, wow, that's a lot of guns. But that total is down slightly from 2023, when 834 were stopped from being brought onto commercial flights. The airports that had the most gun discoveries included Orlando International, Tampa International, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International, Miami International, blah, blah, blah. Jacksonville International, that's the last one. Despite the overall statewide decrease in firearms, several airports across Florida saw significant increases in the number of guns caught at checkpoints. So the overall state average is lower. There's less idiots trying to take guns on planes. Good for us.
Okay, let's snapshot it down to our local area. How many people were arrested here?
We weren't one of the worst ones, it seems. So that's good. We were not sitting here with Orlando and Tampa and them.
So we're talking about South Florida, Central Florida airports, primarily a major concern with these guns being attempted to be brought on aircraft.
Yes.
All right. Major snowstorms are crossing the U.S. You'd probably have to be living under a rock if you didn't know that. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
As immigration raids continue across the country, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has posted on social media about her participation in an enforcement operation in the Bronx. Noem's video showed a handcuffed man being escorted out of a building early this morning by federal agents. The man who was arrested was wanted on charges including kidnapping, assault, and burglary, and is reportedly linked to the Tren de Aragua gang in Venezuela. That group has been tied to an apartment invasion in Aurora, Colorado, which has made national headlines in recent months, and follows Sunday's drug arrests of 50 reported gang members in Denver. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've talked about some of the questionable legislation that has been introduced early in Trump's second term, but we've got the latest installment of that and what that is and what it entails coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Ryan and Austin Price thinking about maybe buying that home or selling the home. Here comes some important numbers you might want to digest today. Home buyers, if you're watching the numbers, Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.07% average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%. I always tell you, if you're going to go into the arena of buying or selling a home, get yourself a good realtor.
Yeah,
that is a way to solve that problem real fast. I would not want to maneuver those waters, especially in today's economy, and unless I had somebody beside me walking me through the whole step process. And that's what a good realtor does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right on that one. Okay, I want to get back into the Janice Dean story because a lot of folks may be planning to take maybe a weekend getaway heading up north.
Right.
Well, you're going to be facing snow. Bottom line, no transparency, a lack of transparency here. We're going to tell you about it. Major snowstorms crossing the U.S., and now Janice Dean has more.
The next big storm system will start to crank up over the Southwest, bringing heavy snow to the mountains and the risk of strong to severe weather for the plains and Mississippi Valley Wednesday through Thursday. That will include the possibility for heavy rain, strong winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Meanwhile, lake effect snow still piling up across portions of the Northeast and the Midwest, while temperatures warm up for the central and eastern U.S. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Alrighty, since she got us started on that weather kick, I'll use that as our lead into this traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. We'll start with the weather here. 57 degrees right now, low of 47 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 55. As for the roads, it's just been congestion in our usual spots. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Highway 90 westbound coming over Blackwater River. And I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north route.
Okay, 426, News Radio 92.3. You have until 7 o'clock tonight, by the way, to make it to the polls. That is if you're a Republican. This is a special election for a Republican, of course, taking the former Matt Gaetz's seat.
Right.
So we'll find out about, we'll be all over that one tomorrow once they lock everything in. Again, polls closing at 7 o'clock. Seven polls sites in Escambia County. And so just take advantage of that. While we're talking about politics, well, kind of. Okay, we are.
Close enough.
Sure enough. Guy Benson show. It comes on a couple hours before us.
Right.
And Guy was talking about the debacle of the Florida Republican legislators not being on board with President Trump's program. He goes, here you go. You got a state that's totally behind Trump until it gets down to the nitty gritty. And what are your legislators doing? The Republicans, because it's a split decision down there.
Right.
Big problems with this whole thing. It's due, basically put it all in a circle and put the dot in, due to competing immigration plans. Everybody's got a better idea.
Yeah.
CJ Papa has more on it.
It's so intense that lawmakers gaveled into the special session called by Governor Ron DeSantis Monday only to immediately gavel out. The governor then took to X, displaying a side-by-side comparison of the two plans, pointing out what he claims are the differences between a strong immigration response, his proposals, and the watered-down smoke and mirrors bill from Florida's legislative leaders. One proposal from the governor is punishing officers with criminal charges if they didn't enforce the measures. The Senate president called the moves unconstitutional and said he wouldn't ask officers to violate the law. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right. Hinted at this before the break. So, you know, we've already heard some of this questionable legislation that's been coming in the short time Trump's been back in office. One of the big headliners was the whole Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America talk. Well, now we've got this posting, let's get carving on social media. Tampa Bay area Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna announced that she is officially introducing legislation to add Trump to Mount Rushmore. She says his remarkable accomplishments for our country and the success he will continue to deliver, quote, deserve the highest recognition and honor on this iconic national monument. I'm just going to put it this way, Chris. When it comes to the land that Mount Rushmore is on, there's a lot of people who didn't even want the first four heads there. I don't know how they feel about a polarizing fifth one.
Who didn't want them?
Like,
who didn't want the original carvings on that mountain?
It's become more controversial that there's a memorial there at all because it caused destruction on Native American land is what I was referring to. So people are upset about that. It's a social media talking point now.
Social media.
But throwing a fifth head on there will not make it any better.
It makes it right because social media, everything, you know, good and well, everything's right. Everything's the truth on the internet. Everything's right on social media.
See, with us, Mount Rushmore is out of sight, out of mind.
Go to fact check. Let's go back and do some fact checking on this whole thing here before these guys in social media claim, I got it. And I want to know why in the world did DeSantis take to social media to do his messaging?
That's a fair question.
I mean, what happened to him coming right out to the front with the news media and saying, this is what we're doing. And we have to monitor X to get the word from the governor?
It's a convenience thing.
It's crazy.
He can get his thoughts out just by typing on his phone.
I got it. He probably didn't learn his lesson from what Trump did back 8 years ago.
That is true.
You know, in the texting stuff and people just losing faith in it and not really believing in it.
Yeah, dude was just blabbing out there.
when they said that he launched his rebuttal up on X,
I'm thinking, what in the world is that all about?
I mean, as I said, I get you.
I just don't quite understand why he would go to that platform.
It has to be just a convenience thing so people will get to talking about his quote so he doesn't have to go on some huge platform and go through that whole song and dance to get it out there.
Okay, a decision on who will be appointed to a vacant seat on the Century Town Council. Well, you might find out tonight. The council is meeting. By the way, that seat was left open when Alicia Johnson was appointed interim mayor after Luis Gomez Jr. resigned. Anyway, council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight up in Century. We'll find something out for tomorrow.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's freeze on federal grants and loans. The move has created uncertainty among organizations that rely on Washington funding. Attorneys general from six states challenging the freeze.
We will not stand for any illegal policy that puts essential services for millions of Americans at risk.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, the White House, says it wants funding to line up with the president's executive orders. A directive from President Trump banning transgender service members from the military is facing legal pushback.
LGBTQ advocacy groups are filing a challenge to President Trump's executive order on transgender military service, arguing it violates equal protection.
And it's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. OpenAI today announcing its biggest product launch since the enterprise rollout. It's called ChatGPT-Gov, and it was built specifically for government use. The Microsoft-backed company is touting the platform as being more secure than ChatGPT Enterprise. Stocks finished the day higher on Wall Street after yesterday's global tech sell-off. The Dow gained 136, the S&P 500 was up by 55, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by nearly 400 points. Good enough for more than 2%. Coca-Cola is adding a new flavor to its roster with orange cream. It's scheduled to go on sale February 10th in the U.S. and Canada. The Atlanta-based company says it was developed after overwhelming support and demand for the popular flavor combo. U.S. crude oil futures for March are growing more than 1.1%, residing just under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Patrick Mahomes is creating greatness, but he's also halting it as well. Josh Allen is the second-best QB in the NFL, and he doesn't even have one Super Bowl appearance. Lamar Jackson has won two MVPs, but has no rings to show for it. And even when Mahomes allowed Joe Burrow to slip through the cracks and reach the big game, the Bengals still couldn't get the job done. Lamar, Burrow, and Allen are all great, but will they ever get a ring? I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in
into the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9 a.m. when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers. A team of energy experts will be available to take your calls live during the show to answer questions and share energy savings tips and programs available to scheduling appointments for a free energy survey at your home. All on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's a shame, shame, shame the way you run my life, but you always insist on another.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Have no idea who that is.
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
There you go.
I've been on a kick of them, too.
Well, keep kicking. Okay, this weekend, another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola facing Roanoke Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center. Now, Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Then Saturday, get ready for the beat. Get ready for the beads. It's the Bears, but the beads. It's Mardi Gras night on the ice. Puck dropping 7:05 both of those nights there. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And wanted to touch on this. Governor Newsom working with some heavy hitters to help rebuild the fire-ravaged portions of L.A. County. And you may think, what the heck does this have to do with sports? Well, just hear me out. Lakers legend Magic Johnson and the Dodgers are spearheading the money-raising effort for wildfire recovery. L.A. 28 Olympics chairperson Casey Wasserman also pledging to help. Johnson also says he's involved because he doesn't want the city of Altadena to be forgotten. So there's some good news for you.
Okay, here's a little bit of here's a story that's a little bit off track from psychology. We'll call it the latent function, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right. Preparations underway for Super Bowl 59, but the road to the NFL championship game starts and begins in Northwest Ohio, where the Wilson Sporting Goods factory makes the footballs for the league. See, I told you to learn something this afternoon.
Yeah, historical.
Here. Okay. Fox Business's Kelly Sabree is there at the factory with more on the story.
I want to take you through the hard work of this factory. Now, what they're doing is creating the official Duke, the football that the NFL uses. And what they're doing is adorning it with the names of the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles, as well as putting this year's Super Bowl logo on it. Now, when the clock hit triple zeros on Sunday, that's when their work began. Even before the confetti started raining down for the Chiefs on Sunday night, they immediately got to work. The craftsmen and women here worked through the night to make sure that they could get 54 balls out to each team by Monday morning.
Wow. Okay, why 54?
I mean, that's a good question.
Just why 50? Why 50? Why not 55 balls?
Yeah, come on. Why not 59? Super Bowl 59 after
get her on the phone. Let's talk to her.
we got to get to the bottom
Let's
of this.
Figure this one out.
You know, I'm going to keep with the Super Bowl theme here. A group of Louisiana lawmakers are asking the NFL to make sure the Super Bowl halftime show is what they call family friendly. Have you heard anything about this?
This is coming out of Louisiana?
Yeah, some Louisiana lawmakers. Yeah, I know. Pot calling the kettle black
here.
All
right, go ahead.
Republican State Senator Valerie Hodges, 16 other state legislators, and 15 organizations sent a letter to the chairs of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and the Louisiana Stadium Expo District. The letter expressed concern about past halftime shows with lewd lyrics, suggestive dances, wardrobe failures. Grammy Award winner Kendrick Lamar is set to headline the halftime show at the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 9th, and obviously he's not Mr. Rogers. There is a fair complaint here. We are going. I told you about social media issues earlier.
And you know everything's true on social media.
Yeah, we are going to hear a social media firestorm about Kendrick and SZA's performance. We're going to hear that.
50-50.
Right.
You darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Because that's the thing. A lot of people are hyped for those two.
Really?
Yeah. My generation, at least.
Really?
You're like, are you sure?
No, I just don't know who the people are.
Kendrick Lamar, I'm not a huge fan. Nothing against him artistically. I don't listen to his type of music, but...
Wait. But your generation, come on.
Yes, so okay. My generation overall loves it.
Go ahead, include yourself, lump it in.
But I was going to say, he just really went nuclear with a song over the course of this past year, and even I liked it.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm pretty impressed.
It was the diss track on Drake.
Okay, who... Okay, annual Pensacola double bridge run. There's something everybody can relate to here.
Yeah.
Kind of bring it back down to a local level. Of course, that run, one of the premier 15K races in the country. This is what we call a world-class event, and it's happening right here in our very fair city. Saturday, beginning 7 a.m., and this year is going to be a little warmer than in previous races because it's going to start inside Blue Wahoo Stadium, cutting down on chilly winds and temps. Let me set it up. Before, if you're familiar with the stadium, in the back side of the stadium, on the water side of the stadium, that's where everybody would line up at, right there in the breezy, cool, the cold, breezy air coming off the bay. Mm. Well, now they're going to let the runners go inside the stadium where it knocks off that wind. So a little bit of change is coming up for the double bridge run. It's a spectacular event. They cover this. ESPN covers this thing nationally. I mean, this is a great run. And if you're not familiar, runners crossing two bridges across Pensacola Bay, Santa Rosa Sound, from downtown Pensacola through Gulf Breeze onto the beach. Now, the 5K features both runners and walkers from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola Beach, but they start in Gulf Breeze. The 5K race starts in Gulf Breeze. The 15K starts here in Pensacola. So the 5Kers only have to run across the Sykes Bridge. Following me?
Yes, I'm following you.
Okay, good. It's exciting, and I love it, and I'm going to be there at the start of the race. I told you need to go to the end of the race for the party.
Yeah.
I've been through that one. It's a great party.
I'll call an Uber and I'll just go straight to the end and be like, hey, everybody, how's it going?
The question is, how are you going to get there?
That's a fair question. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman calls emerging Chinese AI startup DeepSeek impressive. Those were his words. Altman wrote on X that it's invigorating to have a new competitor, a sentiment echoed by White House AI and crypto czar David Sacks. DeepSeek launched its AI model R1 last week, and it jumped to the number one free app position on Apple's U.S. App Store, overtaking OpenAI. Altman added that his company is working on new models, saying, quote, the world is going to want to use a lot of AI.
There's another quote from a social media platform.
Yep.
Used to be in the past. Oh, an Associated Press quoting, AP, UPI doing this or whatever.
And that David Sachs title.
Fox News or whatever it may be. No, we're doing it from X.
Like just 5 years, or I'm not even going to say 5 years.
Who's patrolling X?
10 years ago, the White House would have never even imagined they would have something called an AI and crypto czar. What I'm saying?
Or an X.
Yeah.
Or an X.
X instead of Twitter.
We can all agree on this, that everything on the internet and on the social media is absolutely factual.
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that one?
And I don't know if I can take Sam Altman at his word on opinions, but at least with AI, I'm assuming he's got some credit, some merit.
Or does the robot have the credit?
Ooh, Sam Altman.
Who's actually
been AI
talking?
This whole
who's
time.
Who's actually, is he really Sam Altman? I mean, or is this a robot?
Speaking of questioning what I tell you, Chris, whenever I bring up a poll, what's the one thing you ask me, my friend?
Sample base.
Yes. Do you have the sample base? And my answer is always no. And that's the case this time. But I do have answers for you. Americans' confidence in the economy is reportedly down. But responses are split along party lines. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index sits at negative 19 on a scale from negative 100 to positive 100. It rose by 30 points with GOP voters since Trump won the White House, the same amount it dropped among Democrats.
You see, now that's where I start getting questionable, because you cannot change what has been done in that short a time.
Right.
In other words, if 30% said, oh, it's doing great, it's can't, man. It's just one week into the administration.
It's just loyalists to their parties that are saying that stuff.
But you know it's true. It's on the internet or on social media. You know that's true.
Yeah, as you said, at that point, it's moments like that where sample base is especially important.
Listen, one thing I do know is how to ask questions.
that's true.
And we're going to be asking questions to our good buddy over on the island, Shelly Johnson, in just a second here.
Yeah, I'm fixing to call her up. First, I'm going to give us a quick update of traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Did have a texter letting us know that they said, let's see if I can find
that,
it again.
They said that everything's not true in the internet and social media.
Yeah, they said earlier this afternoon, accident at I-110 and Airport westbound. Said it was off to the side, though. FHP is on the scene. There are some backups in that area, though, so be on the lookout for that. Biggest spots, though, are spots you would expect. I-10 traveling westbound past the I-110 north ramp and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 57 degrees, low of 47 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 55.
I mean to tell you, some of these things coming in. President Trump's economic team says they are making progress with their agenda. Well, there you go. And this isn't coming from social media. Okay, Hillary Vaughn has more from Capitol Hill.
Whether it's one bill or two, Republicans are confident that they're going to get President Trump's economic agenda through. All they have to do is stick together. And also coming together is Trump's economic team, which is taking shape to get it done while working on tax cuts that would give Americans more spending power. They're also working on reining in the government's spending power. Trump's head of the National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, says they still don't know how much the Department of Government Efficiency is going to be able to cut, but they are feeling confident about where they're headed. And reining in spending is already happening. DOGE has terminated three leases of mostly empty office space. They say that saves $1.6 million.
Mm. Okay, yeah, just saving the money. That's what they're talking about.
And that's what matters.
Absolutely. Just like social media and the internet. Everything's the truth there. Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade for children and pets coming to the beach on Saturday, February 8th. I'd like to remind you, not this Saturday. We're talking next Saturday. Let me clear it up here. Shelly Johnson, my good buddy in crime from Island Times, with me this afternoon. Hey, Shell, how you doing?
Oh, terrific. Thanks for having me.
You know, you're just an iconic person out there on the island. You got your finger in the pulse on everything happening out there. And one thing that I love is when they combine Mardi Gras with kids and animals. You can't go wrong on that one. Big event coming up, Kids and Critters.
It's our 15th annual.
Wow.
Out at the Casino Beach parking lot, right in front of the Pensacola Beach Visitors Information Center.
So how can somebody get involved in this? Do they have to pre-register, or how does that work?
No, they can be in the parade, or they can come to watch the parade. It's free for people and $10 for pets. You register, registration opens at noon, and you just come and sign, get your wristband, and we've got featured guests that open at noon, little kiosk, the Escambia County Deputy Sheriff's Posse. Duke will be there.
Nice.
And canine officer Sadie.
Yeah.
We've got about 8 featured guests, all children and pet oriented.
Nice.
Gulf Breeze Animal Hospital has goodie bags for all the pet owners and little paw print medallions for the children.
Ooh.
Yeah. So before the parade even starts, you get some swag.
Okay. I just got a text in here a second ago, and they were talking about that pet registration, said it costed $10. Is that for all of your pets, or that is individual pets? Say you've got 5 pets. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and certainly we don't typically have people with 5 pets, but if there's a hardship, they just need to say so. Otherwise, we use that to help defray the cost of the parade.
Yeah, so I can bring my 3 little monster Yorkies out there and get by with $30, right?
I'd love to have them.
Oh, they'll be out there. Oh, my goodness. We're not going home to New Orleans this year, by the way, Shelley. We're going to keep our Le Bon Temps Roulé here in the area, and just have a nice a Mardi Gras and carnival time heading up to Fat Tuesday. One thing I think we mentioned, I mentioned this to you when we were speaking earlier today. I did get my first king cake of the season. Went over to New Orleans and got my Haydale's king cake over in Jefferson.
What flavor was it?
I remember Bonnie used to always hate my wife. I used to always hate those like dough bash, you know, cakes and stuff with the pudding in them, and all the flavors. This is a strawberry. No. She's from McKenzie's Bakery days, and she just liked the plain ones, just plain. You know, and some of them call an oversized cinnamon roll, but you know, right. She just liked the plain version.
Well, you can't really go wrong. It's king cake. You can only eat it this time of year.
Right.
So you better get your fill.
Oh, I love them. I do. I can't put the darn things down. That's my problem. Hey, what else is happening on the island beside the critters? Anything that you need to bring up in terms of what we should be knowing about?
Well, I'm going to tell you one of the best sources, of course, is PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com.
Oh, good.
And we've got the complete calendar there. But the highlight, Kids and Critters Parade, February the 8th. And then, of course, the Crew of Wrecks, Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade, which will be Sunday, March 2nd at 2 p.m.
That's always crazy. It's always a crazy parade.
It's great.
It's great. A good crazy.
Yes, it's the kind of a quirky island Mardi Gras, but it's grown into its 45th year this year.
I know there's a lot of stuff that you're going to be digesting and distributing with Meg on Thursday. Is that correct? What time are you going to be doing the show with Meg?
I'm on at 9:30 with Meg, PEP, and we're going to talk about Kids and Critters Parade then, too.
Oh, that's going to be great. Well, listen, Shelley Johnson from Islands Times, you're one of my favorite island people, and it's always great sharing some brief minutes with you today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You got it. I'll see you at the Kids and Critters event, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
I'll introduce my three monsters to you. All right. Shelley Johnson, Island Times. She's great. She is like, she should be like the main person of that. She knows what's going on. I mean, just, you, what's going on, Shelley? She can tell you. Anyway,
yes.
We appreciate that. Shelley Johnson from Island Times newspaper, the official newspaper of Pensacola Beach. I threw that in there, by the way. but anyway, Shelley's always interesting to talk to and giving us the latest on Pensacola Beach.
Alrighty, and yes, we do thank her for dropping in very much. 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the Jonas Brothers are coming back to Disney. We were talking about My Generation earlier, Chris, and that is another example of a product from more my time period. What they are collaborating with Disney once again for? Got to find out after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. No, I didn't forget. I was just enjoying the music. George Harrison with us this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know I named my son after George, didn't you?
Did I tell you that? You know, honestly, it's been a little while since we've done this song as a bumper, so right. It may have been the last time we did it that you said that. Yeah.
Harry is actually, my son Harry, was actually named after George Harrison. That's where he gets the Harry. His middle name is Harrison, by the way, so we just call him Harry.
Yeah. Well, worthy namesake.
I thought George Harrison was one of the most talented Beatles. When you got down to the musical aspect of it,
it's truly insane just how much of a supergroup they were.
It really was. Okay, Fox's Jill Nado reports on why kissing your dog may be a bad idea.
Take a pause.
Do you love your dog so much you want to give him or her a big smooch? Researchers say don't. Show your love some other way. A new Pennsylvania State University study says dogs may carry salmonella. It's rare, but they can pass it on to you, and the salmonella they can carry is often the drug-resistant kind. Instead, show them some love at a place like the upscale Barkhaven Dog Bar in downtown Orlando.
We have no breed restrictions here. As long as your dog is vaccinated and fixed and friendly, you can come and play all day.
Barkhaven's Carolyn Kiewick.
We do have a beautiful outdoor patio that's right along our off-leash park where you can eat and watch your dog.
They also have human pack leaders.
They're trained in dog behavior to be able to make sure that all the dogs play really well together.
Barkhaven also has a doggy spa and a bar for humans featuring cocktails like an old-fashioned called Raise the Woof. Take pause. Jill Nado, Fox News.
Honestly, it's just as far as kissing your dog, period. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody following that rule if they own a dog.
I think that was just a lead in line to get your attention.
All righty.
Got mine.
Just a little bit past 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, haven't had too much going on that's causing a ton of congestion. Do have some backups on I-10 West if you're traveling past the I-110 North Ramp. Also got some backups developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, it's just Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 57 degrees, low of 47. But tomorrow's going to be warmer, high of 68, low of 55.
Okay, it's causing a stir here. China-based AI startup DeepSeek is really rivaling its most well-funded competitors. Boy, this is really taking the markets by surprise. It has caused a major sell-off for major tech stocks. Brooke Singman has more on this trending story.
The app sparking a wider conversation about the tech race between the United States and China, as DeepSeek was supposedly created for a fraction of the cost of American versions. But President Trump remains unfazed on the wider AI race, saying the United States will dominate. Trump also promising new tariffs to keep U.S. technology competitive. Meanwhile, Fox Business confirming DeepSeek AI will not respond to questions related to the 1989 Tiananmen Square protest, the Uyghurs, or whether Xi Jinping is a good leader. And when asked about Taiwan, DeepSeek says it is a, quote, inalienable part of China. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
All righty. Chris, we have a follow-up to this, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about X a few minutes ago and the believability factor of social media and the internet. Elon Musk's X strikes a deal with Visa as a payment service. Hillary Barsky has more on this.
X, formerly known as Twitter, is teaming up with Visa to offer a system for real-time payments on the social media platform. X's CEO, Linda Yaccarino, called the partnership a milestone for the Everything app and the first of many big announcements about X Money this year. Visa is the first partner for the platform's X Money account service, which is slated to launch later this year in the U.S. The offering will support an in-platform digital wallet and peer-to-peer payments connected to users' debit cards, with an option to transfer funds to a bank account. Visa said the services will be powered by Visa Direct, its instant money transferring service. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, I'll say it real quickly here. The Jonas Brothers are getting back together for Disney, Chris, to make a Christmas movie for them this upcoming holiday season.
Wow!
How about that?
Polls close at 7 tonight. Don't forget, go out and vote.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.